ओम ज्ञानचिमरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकाय चक्षु उन्मीलितानेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। मुखं करोति वाचलं पङ्गुं गायति गणे यत्कृपतमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुनन्दिताननं। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे ये विशेष संयवारी पाश्चाचार्य सुतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदार हर श्रीवासि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे,
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
So I thank all of you for coming and participating in our auspicious ceremony.
我谢谢大家来参与我们这个特别特殊的仪式。
And I thank you also for coming and increasing your auspiciousness by chanting along with us.
我呢也非常感谢大家，就是跟我们一起通过吟唱这个 mantra， 然后营造了这样一个吉祥的气氛。
For these three devotees, today is a very important day in their lives.
对这三位奉献者来说，这是他们一生当中非常重要的时刻。
Because today they are being given the opportunity now to become formally accepted into the Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya.
因为今天呢，他们就被给予了机会，被这个正式的接纳进入 Gaudiya Sampradaya， 就 Gaudiya 的师徒传承。
Sampradaya means disciplic succession.
那么 Sampradaya 梵文的意思就是师徒传承。
And just as this Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and scriptures that we study are being handed down in disciplic succession.
就像我们现在学习到的博伽梵歌、圣典博伽瓦坛，都是由师徒传承传下来。
From Krishna to the Brahma,
从 Krishna 到 Brahma 到 Narada.
And to Vyasadev. Just like we were speaking the other day in Taipei about how Narada came and instructed Vyasadev who compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam.
就像那一天我们在台北的时候，我们就正好讲到这个 Narada Muni 是怎么来跟他的学生呢？就是Vyasadev 就是教导他要编纂这个博伽瓦坛。
In the very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么在圣典博伽瓦坛的那个最开始的那个诗节。
It is stated, "Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikaviye Muyanti Surya."
就说了。
That it states that this depth of Vedic wisdom was impregnated into the heart of Brahma.
就。在这个第一节诗里就说了，这个伟大的这个智慧是被传输进入 Brahma 心中的。
And Lord Brahma is the first created being in the universe.
而 Brahma 呢，是这个宇宙当中的第一个被创造出的生物体。
Just like what we chanted just before, we chanted the Brahma Samhita.
就像我们刚才这个吟唱的这个就是 Brahma Samhita, Brahma 赞。
And this Brahma Samhita was composed by Lord Brahma in his maturity.
这个 Brahma Samhita 就是主 Brahma 在他的成熟期这个写下来的赞歌。
Having realized Krishna, after Krishna revealed Vedic wisdom within his heart.
这个是他在 Krishna 在他心中揭示了整个伟大智慧以后。他写出来的赞歌。
Brahma became fully mature.
那个时候 ，Brahma 就变得完全的灵性上成熟了。
And there were four verses impregnated into the heart of Lord Brahma.
当时呢有四节诗就是被放进 Brahma 的心中。
And Lord Brahma then passed down the knowledge he received from Krishna within the heart to his son Narada.
那么 Brahma 呢，他在他心中。就是接收到了 Krishna 给予他的那个知识以后，他就把那个知识传递给他的儿子 Narada。
And Narada instructed Srila Vyasadeva.
Narada 又把整个这个知识教导给了 Vyasadeva。
And then there is a whole disciplic succession coming from Vyasadeva.
接下来就从 Vyasadeva 就整个的师徒传承就传下来。
Which is coming to our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
一直到我们的灵性导师圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Who was initiated by His spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
他的灵性导师就是圣 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Who was initiated by his spiritual master, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji.
那么呢，他的灵性导师是被圣人 Gaurakishore Babaji 启迪的。
He was a disciple of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
而 Gaurakishore Babaji 是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的学生门徒。
He was a disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji.
而这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 是 Jagannath Babaji 的学生。
This is disciplic succession.
这个就是师徒传承。
It is called sampradaya.
这个就称为 sampradaya 师徒传承。
And these three devotees here are now being given the opportunity to become now a part of this ancient sampradaya.
那现在这在座的这三位奉献者，我们给予他们机会，让他们进入到。从古至今传下来的这个师徒传承。
And when a disciple becomes part of the sampradaya, it is expected that he has to take responsibility to keep the sampradaya pure.
那么当一个学生被接受进入这个师徒传承以后，他要承担起责任，就是要保持这个师徒传承的纯洁性。
That means that the same message that is given by Krishna.Has to come down transparent through disciplic succession.
也就是说 ，Krishna 当初所给予的那个信息，它应该作为一个透明的媒介，让这个信息能够传下去。
And to keep the message pure, one also has to keep one's heart pure.
那一个人如果要让这个信息是纯洁的，能够传下去的话，他必须让自己的内心保持纯净。
Because if one's heart is not pure, one will.Find so many different interpretations to these teachings.
一个人如果他的内心不纯净的话，他就会把这个接受到的教导用各种各样的方式去解释，去曲解。
We'll find different ways to justify our own inabilities to follow these teachings.
好，然后呢，我们就会用各种各样的方式，然后去自己的那个能力怎么样的。根据自己的能力去遵守这些个教导，不是全部遵守。
And then the teachings will become perverted, and the sampradaya will become broken.
那这样的话，整个的那些个教导就会被扭曲，这个传承就会被中断。
Therefore, it is very important for the disciple to understand that this is a very big commitment.
因此呢，这个作为门徒的人，应该很重要的就是。要知道，这个实际上是一个承诺来着。
One takes initiation, one understands that from this day forward, one becoming a representative of this sampradaya.
在这个接受启迪的这一刻起，那么被启迪的人已经就是代表了那个师徒传承了。
And therefore, when one is given initiation, one is expected to.Have faith in the importance of chanting Hare Krishna.
因此呢，那个接受启迪的人，他最重要的就是要对于吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 有信心。
Because it is the chanting of the Hare Krishna which cleanses the heart and makes the heart clean.
因为吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 就是可以净化我们的心，使我们的心变得纯洁。
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself.
圣 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是 Krishna, 主 Krishna 本人。
But he appeared in Kali Yuga as a devotee of Krishna.
但是呢，他在卡利年代虚伪纷争的年代显现，他是作为至尊主的奉献者。
And he appeared as a devotee in order to teach by example.
他之所以以至尊主的奉献者的身份显现，就是要以身作则的给我们教导。
Because in Kali Yuga is the age of hypocrisy.
因为卡利年代是一个非常虚伪的年代。
Religious or spiritual knowledge becomes easily misinterpreted.
宗教或者是灵性知识很容易就被扭曲了。
Therefore, the Lord Himself came in order to teach by His own example.
正因为如此，至尊主他亲自前来，以身作则，给人看那个榜样去教导。
And 500 years ago, He appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以呢，五百年前，他以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的形象显现。
And、even though He was the Supreme Lord Himself,
尽管他是至尊主本人
，He also accepted spiritual master in this sampradaya.
他自己也在。我们这个师都传承里头接受了灵性导师
He received initiation from him.
然后从他的灵性导师那儿得到启迪
His spiritual master was Ishwarapuri.
他的灵性导师叫做 Ishwarapuri.
Who was a disciple of Srila Madhavendrapuri.
那 Ishwarapuri 是 Sri Madhavendrapuri 的那个学生
So there was within this disciplic succession is Madhavendrapuri, Ishwarapuri,And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以呢，是 Madhavendrapuri、Ishwarapuri 还有 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 这是师徒传承。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his direct disciples.
然后呢，主 Chaitanya 有他自己的直接的那个门徒。
Who were called the six Goswamis.
被称为六位 Goswami 在我们的身
旁。Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami.
Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami.
Raghunath Bhatta,
Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath
Das Goswami,
Goswami, Jiva Goswami.
These are the six Goswamis of Vrindavan.
这些都是 Vrindavan 的六位 Goswami.
And they in turn had their disciples.
然后呢，这些六位 Goswami 又接受了他们的门徒。
And they all appeared in this disciplic succession.
然后所有这一切都是在这个师徒传承里进行。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for many purposes.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到这个地球上，他为了实现很多的目的。
But one of the primary purposes for his appearance in this age is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to distribute the chanting of Hare Krishna.
而 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这个年代在地球上显现的首要的要达到的目的，就是要介绍推展这个吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra.
And because he came to teach by his own example,
由于他来是以身作则的来教导的
he was always absorbed in chanting.
他总是全神贯注地沉浸在吟诵吟唱这个 mantra 里。
Because in this age, it is very important to see an example.
因为在这个年代里头，实际上这个树立榜样，看到榜样是非常重要的。
So many people can say so many things.
很多人可以说很多的事情。
And then.When nobody's looking, they can do something completely different.
但是呢，在没有人看的时候，他们就做另外一套东西。
Our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada used to give the example.
我们的灵性导师这个圣帕帕德曾经他就举例子说。
Used to say, if you're trying to give somebody something very nice to eat.
嗯，如果你给人家就是特别好吃的东西去吃。
Here's some cake. It's very nice.
啊，说这个是蛋糕，非常好吃。
It's the sweetest cake you've ever tasted.
哎呦，这个是这个世上最甜美的那个蛋糕，你从来没有品尝过。
Then you may ask, have you tasted it?
那你就可能就会问了，那你品尝过吗
？No, take my word for it, though.
啊
？No, but take my word for it. It's sweet.
我没有，但是呢，你相信我的话，它是很甜的。他自己没品尝过，但是他跟人家说：“你相信我说的话。”
How can you convince somebody that it's not sweet if you've not tasted it?
如果你自己都没有品尝过它的甜美，你怎么能够去说服别人说它这个就是很甜呢
？So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach by his example.
所以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到来，他是以身作则的来教导我们。
He tasted the sweetness of Krishna's names.
他自己就在品尝 Krishna 圣名的甜美。
And because he tasted it and experienced such wonderful relish from chanting these names.
由于他自己品尝到了、体验到了这个吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 是那么美妙的一个体验。
He was able to convince others so easily to chant.
他就能够那么轻易的就说服其他人跟着他一起吟诵吟唱。
Because people would look at him and see, wow. he's really tasting.
嗯，因为人们就会看到他，就会说哇，他真的自己体验到了。
I want to taste it too.
那我也想去品尝体验。
Even by seeing him, people would want to chant.
就当时人们仅仅是看到他，就已经想要吟诵。
He wouldn't even have to say anything.
他甚至连说都不需要说什么。
Just seeing him, people would say, "I want to chant too."
好，人们当时就是光是看到他，就已经说哦，我也想要吟诵吟唱。
So, in this age, example is very important.
所以在这个年代里头，这个榜样是非常重要的。
Because Kali Yuga is called the age of hypocrisy.
因为卡利年代被称为虚伪的那种两面的那种年代。
Therefore, it is very important that we follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example.
正因为如此，我们这个遵循照着 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所树立的榜样去做是非常重要的。
That upon taking initiation to the chanting of the holy name,
一直就是说到要 taking.
That upon taking initiation into the chanting of the holy name,
就是接受启迪，吟诵吟唱圣名。
One should follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions.
我们大家都应该遵循 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导。
How to clean one's heart.
怎么样去净化自己的内心
？So that one's heart will become pure.
啊，怎么样的去净化，然后让自己的内心变得更加纯净
？Because the more pure one's heart becomes,
哦，当一个人的内心变得越纯洁
，the more one can actually begin to experience some taste from his chanting.
他就越能够品尝到吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的那个美妙滋味。
And Lord Chaitanya instructed.
主柴坦尼亚麻帕布教导我们
that if you want to chant this holy name constantly,
如果你想要一直不断的吟诵吟唱圣名的话
Janadapi sunichina torodapi sahishna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari kirtaniya sadahari means to chant the name sadahari kirtaniya to chant constantly
就他刚才就是说的一个范文意思就是说你想如果想要一直不断的能够吟诵吟唱下去的话
He said one can chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind
人是应该以一种非常谦卑的心态去吟诵吟唱
Thinking oneself to be lower than a straw on the street
要把自己视为是比一棵草还要低的
More tolerant than the tree
要比一棵树还要忍受
Devoid of all sense of false prestige.
要避免所有的这种虚荣心，要别人尊重的心。
And ready to offer respect to everyone else.
要准备向每一个人致以敬意。
Never expecting respect for oneself.
永远都不要想着人家来尊重我。
He said, in such a state of mind, one can chant Hare Krishna constantly.
柴达尼亚麻巴布说如果一个人能够有这样谦卑的心态的话他就能够一直不断的吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna Mantra 这样下去
This was not only his instruction,
这不仅仅是他的教导
But this is what he taught by his example.
这个是他本身就以身作则给我们树立的榜样
Although he was the Supreme Lord,
尽管他是至尊主本人
he was humbler than a blade of grass.
他比一棵稻草还要谦卑
Always more tolerant than a tree
总是比一棵树还要忍受
Ready to glorify everyone else
他准备去赞美所有的人
And if anyone tried to glorify him he would cover his ears
当别人想要去赞美他的时候他就会捂住自己的耳朵
And right away
然后就跑走了
Didn't want to hear
他不想听
That was Sri Krishna Chaitanya
这个是 Sri Krishna Chaitanya 圣 Krishna Chaitanya
So he came to teach how to be a Vaishnava
他亲自前来教导我们如何成为一个 Krishna 的奉献者 Vaishnava
And when we cultivate this consciousness
当我们不断地发展这样的一种意识的话
And follow in the footsteps of our teachers
然后就是遵循我们的导师给我们的教导
who have come to teach the very same thing
我们的所有的老师来教我们的都是同样的东西
not just by speaking
不是光是通过说话
but by their example
他们是以身作则的树立榜样
now these devotees are given the opportunity to be examples
那所以呢现在的这些的奉献者又给予了机会
That's what it means to be connected to Sampradaya.
啊，给予机会，自己也要成为那个榜样。这个就是师徒传承的意义所在。
It means that now I must also become an example.
那现就是接受启迪的人应该想说，我现在也要开始树立榜样了。
I have to be prepared to chant Hare Krishna every day.
我应该准备好每一天都吟诵一场 Hare Krishna mantra.
To clean my heart,
然后净化我的心
so that I can teach others to chant Hare Krishna.
这样的话，我可以去教别人也吟诵一场 Hare Krishna.
Because unless I clean my heart,
因为除非我把自己的心净化
I'll say, well, please chant Hare Krishna.
我会说啊，请吟诵一场 Hare Krishna mantra.
But are you chanting Hare Krishna?
但是人家问了你自己有在吟诵一场
Are you attached to chanting the holy names of the Lord?
你有没有去做调整，然后去吟诵一场圣名啊？
How will you convince anybody?
那你自己都没有做，你怎么能够去说服其他人去做？
Unless you understood that chanting Hare Krishna is most important connection.
所以大家每一个人应该明白，吟诵一场 Hare Krishna mantra 是最首要的事情。
Everything else will follow.
如果我们能够这么做到的话，其他的一切就会随之而来。
That's what initiation means.
这个是启迪的意义。
This is the meaning of initiation.
这个是启迪的意义。
The meaning of initiation means from this day forward.
那么启迪的意思说从今天开始。
I will never give up chanting Hare Krishna.
我再也不会放弃吟诵一场 Hare Krishna mantra.
That's what initiation means.
这个是启迪的意思。
You have to be prepared to make that vow.
你应该准备好要发这个誓言。
Because it's chanting Hare Krishna that cleans the heart.
因为吟诵一场 Hare Krishna mantra 能够净化我们的内心。
There are many more important things which can be said about chanting.
那当然了，就有关吟诵一场，我们可以说很多的事情内容。
There are many more important things which can be said about initiation.
那么有很多重要的内容可以去我们来谈论有关启迪。
But this is most important.
但是吟诵一场 Hare Krishna mantra 是最重要的事情。
Because I said I wasn't going to speak long tonight.
我因为今天说了我不会讲太长。
I spoke about what which is most important.
所以我就讲最重要的事情。
Okay.
Okay.
Everyone, is that okay?
大家都 OK 了吗？
Is that OK? Is that OK?
可以吗？
OK.